obviously concerned about the tariff increases under the Section 301 administrative action. And we're right now working closely with our 800-plus suppliers to determine the impact. And we're also addressing, while we're looking at the impact, trying to address the most economical supply chain solutions while adhering to the guideline of the law. So it is impacting us in a few ways.
Rick Tronfett is Vice President of Administration with a Thief River Falls-based company. He says a high percentage of the items sold by DigiKey come from China. Tronfett says even though they're dealing with many U.S. and European manufacturers, the tariffs could put the company at a competitive disadvantage.
As an example, a company that's competitive to us could have distribution operations in Europe, and they could receive product from China directly into Europe where no tariff would be imposed, and then they could ship to other international locations tariff-free. Conversely, we would have to accept the product into our U.S. operations and potentially pay the tariff. So we're evaluating solutions for in our supply chain to help us to be more competitive.
Tronfett says the company is still trying to work through solutions and minimize any possible disruptions. He says even with the uncertainty, DigiKey will follow through on plans to complete an expansion project the company started this spring. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.